The Castle of San Juan, or St. John of Aguilas. Introduction. From the hill of the castle, we can enjoy impressive views of Aguilas and the surrounding countryside. The city is located on the southeast coast of the region of Murcia, bordering Andalusia. This territory, due to the differences in terrain, is isolated. For this reason, commercial activity has been historically made by sea. The history of the city is closely linked to the castle's history. The population regrew when the fortification was enabled in the mid-18th century. The castle has recently been fully restored. It can be visited as an attraction in itself or can form part of a morning out, visiting various sites in the town. It is one of the best places of cultural interest of the city. The Castle of St. John stands on the top of a mountain where, long ago, Ahisen, a Mussulman fortress, was located. In the 16th century, a tower with an hexagonal floor plan was erected in this place in order to protect the territory. However, this region faced long periods of abandonment due to its proximity to Granada. This city was reconquered and later suffered the Corsair threat after Granada was taken in 1492. After construction of the Tower of St. John, attempts to repopulate the area were unsuccessful due to intense pirate activity. The current castle was completed in 1756 in the reign of Ferdinand VI. The engineer, Sebastian Feringhan, designed the castle in such a way as to avoid the constant attack from Berber and Turkish pirates who ravaged the coastline at that time. The castle is comprised of three distinct structures: the St. John Fort, the St. Peter Cannon Battery, and the fortress that joins these structures. St. John Fort is located to the west. It has a central courtyard and a terrace for the artillery. On the first floor, we find rooms arranged for lodging, a kitchen, and a basement for storage, a magazine, and a dungeon. Communication between the three floors is by way of a spiral staircase. The St. Peter Cannon Battery faces towards the east. It has a semicircular floor. There are a number of buildings that come up against the north side. The rest of the square consists of the Barbaret Battery, which defended the port. The third structure connects St. John Fort and the St. Peter Cannon Battery. This fortress was built with a side bench for the infantry and two little forts, San Jose and San Felipe, that defended access to the castle by land. At that time, the first municipal project was created. Feringhan signed it in 1757. The project consisted of a military-type settlement with a pentagonal shape, defended by a bastioned wall. However, the project never was carried out. The second and final project was started by Bodopich in 1765, after receiving, in the same year, a visit of the Count of Aranda. At that time, Aranda was the general captain of Valencia and Murcia. Today, the settlement is in the form of a grid and is commanded from a central location, a regular pattern used in modern times. The reconstruction of the entire building has made it possible to make this the home of the Aguilas Historical Learning Center. Therefore, we'll try to explain the building from two different aspects. On one hand, we'll show you the building itself, detailing the uses of its rooms. On the other hand, you will see the castle's contents and thematic areas. It allows us to become familiar with the territory and understand the evolution of the town of Aguilas.